joined by the newest Toronto Maple Leaf, three-time 20-goal man, once a 30-goal man in Florida as well, David Booth, fresh off a one-year deal. Congrats on the summer, recently married and about a month ago, and congrats on the new deal as well.
Yeah, no, it's been a great summer for me, and, you know, getting married started off great, but very excited to have this new opportunity. It's been a childhood dream, I guess, to play for them. Grew up watching Hockey Night there in Detroit, so this is kind of very, very exciting for me.
Yeah, you're from Detroit. You played at Michigan State, so I know we probably don't classically think of that as being close to home, but compared to Vancouver, compared to Florida, I guess it kind of is for you.
No, this is the closest NHL team to my house there where I grew up in Michigan, you know, other than the Red Wings where we grew up. So I played for the Detroit Honey Baked Ham, and so we would always, it seemed like every weekend, we would come to Toronto for tournaments, and I guess a city that I grew up kind of being in. So I have a great love for the city and actually very, like I said, very excited to be playing hockey for the Maple Leafs.
Mason Raymond signed here a year ago. He came to training camp needing a contract. He's on a tryout. He signed a bargain basement deal and scored 19 goals. And he talked about rebuilding his value. You're on a very similar type of situation for a guy that has had some good seasons in this league. Do you consider yourself kind of that guy? This is the year where you prove yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for me is just getting in a rhythm and staying there. You know, I've battled a few injuries in Vancouver, and, you know, it kind of, it's such a tough league when you're always a step behind. If you miss any period of time, you feel like you're just a half step, and by the time you get back, the game is just so fast, and, you know, it seems like you're playing catch-up the rest of the year. But, you know, at the end of the season there, after a lot of struggles, I started playing better, and I found felt like I was finding my game again, and I'm very excited about the opportunity to, like you said, reestablish my game and really prove to myself and prove to everyone else that, you know, I'm a great player and I can prove it.
David Booth, our guest on Brady and Walker, signs a one-year deal with the Leafs this week. Three tough years, though, all in all, in Vancouver. Injuries, obviously, like you said, you start behind the eight ball. But were there other factors? How come you couldn't get quite as comfortable as you needed to there?
I felt like I was playing the best hockey I was there in Vancouver. You know, we won the President's Trophy that year. I thought we had a great team. You know, we just ran into a good team in the playoffs there. The Kings won the Cup that year. And then coming this past year, I didn't, you know, I was struggling a little bit, kind of got hurt in training camp and wasn't able to during the whole training camp. So again, it was just after not playing a whole season, only 12 games, and then starting a little behind, it just took me a while with the speed of the game. But now I thought I was playing really well at the end of the season, and I've been having an awesome summer of training, and something that you know, I'm really looking forward to proving the type of player I can be.
David Booth, our guest. You know, any dummy can look at a depth chart and see that there's probably a glaring hole on that second-line winger spot with probably Nazem Kadri and Joffrey Leupel. Is that you? Is that your spot? Were you talking to management, possibly all playing top six? Are you a top six guy?
You know, I don't really talk to management and say, oh, I need to play there or I want to play here. I think that's something that you come into training camp and you earn that spot. So whoever it may be, you know, I know there's a lot of good players on that team, and it's going to be, and I know lines change throughout the year. Every team I've been on, lines have changed. That is a goal of mine, is to come in and earn that spot, and I believe I can do it. It's going to be tough, but I think that just creates a healthy team where, you know, guys are competing, and then once the season starts, you know, you're ready to go.
You know how it is in a market like this. So you sign and there's a lot of buzz and you know, you've been a hot topic around Leafs Nation and around Toronto. So we all do our work and I've tried to talk to as many people around the league as I can to get some info on what they think. And one of the things that comes up sometimes, fairly or unfairly, and I'll be honest with you, there's a question of is David Booth as passionate about the game of hockey as other guys? How would you respond to that?
You know, it's honestly funny just because, you know, when you have another hobby, people think that you're not dedicated. I think if you'd ask those same guys, the guys that make me close, I would say that I'm probably more dedicated than, you know, most guys when it comes to being in shape and taking the game seriously. I think I have things that I enjoy, you know, take my mind away from the game. There's other guys, you know, that like to golf. You know, you don't see them, guys condemning them for golfing and saying they're not dedicated. Just this week, I mean, the day starts at 8 o'clock and I'm done at 2 o'clock, you know, just training, working on specific things. So, you know, now that I've worked from 8 to 2 p.m., I think I'm entitled to maybe go to the pool or relax for the rest of the day. That, you know, you just can't keep skating from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and then go to bed and then do it all over again. You know, the time I put in at the rink and at the gym, I go 100%, you know, and then I enjoy other things. And I think it's healthy for my career. And if I wasn't passionate about it, I don't think I'd be playing in this league.
Yeah, that's fair. David Booth, the newest member of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Hey, all the best this summer. Enjoy the new marriage. You're a month in. It's great. And we'll see you in September.
Okay, thank you.